What up, y'all? I'm back, man. I'm back. Sorry for the delay, you know. I've been out there, you know. I'm out there finding myself, you know what I mean? I know that shit sound corny as hell. That shit sound like something white people say. But I really am. I had to find myself, you know what I mean? I had to find out what the fuck I'm about. Like, am I about fucking just partying and fucking getting fucked up? Or am I about making content for y'all niggas, man? You know what I mean? And yeah, I decided that I'm about making content for y'all. So yeah, you know, I fuck with y'all, man. Shout out to everyone that been hitting me up, man. Asking me when the fuck a new episode coming out, man. I do this shit for y'all, man. I do this shit for y'all. Man, I'm out here goddamn, you know, doing what I do and saying what I say for y'all, man, just so y'all can have a laugh. You know what I mean? Shout out to everyone, man. Shout out to everyone out there, goddamn, that fuck with the kid, man, that been hitting me up, being like, yo, Frankie, when the new episode dropping, man? What happened? Why ain't you recording, man? Get your shit together, boys. Quit being stupid, boy. You know, shout out to all y'all, man, for some real shit. I fuck with all y'all, man. I got a lot of respect for y'all, man. That ass. You know what I mean? And shout out to all my friends, man, that goddamn, that told me that I'm being stupid because I just fucking turning up all the time, boy. Shout out to all y'all, man. Y'all real friends. You know, like that Kanye song, man, real friends. How many of us? Yeah, like that song, man. Y'all, I'm gonna play that song later, you know, on the way. I'm on my way home right now, you know. Coming home from goddamn Winder. I think this is Winder here. I mean, this is Bethlehem. It's pretty much Winder, same shit. There's the same fucking inbred white people here. The same rednecks that call you boy. What you doing here, boy? Those same white people, those are the same ones that live here. Fuck them, man. You know, fuck them crackers, man. Oh, damn. Yo, have you ever called anybody a cracker? Oh, damn. Yo, goddamn, that shit feels like nothing, man. I called this white boy a cracker because, goddamn, he cut me off and I was like, fuck you, cracker. And, like, it's like that shit just bounces off of them. Like, they don't even hear that shit. They're like, oh, this little spick just called me a cracker. Fucking spick, anchor baby boy. That's what that, you know what I mean? I did find a word that goddamn, that, you know, that kind of makes white people mad. You gotta call them inbred. That's what I do now. That's how I offend white people, man. All my listeners, man, you know, if you ever got a white person that pisses you off, you call them inbred. Or, yeah, like inbred hillbilly. And they'll be like, they'll get so pissed off, my dude. They'll call you. If you black, they might call you I'm not gonna say it, but yeah, you know what I mean. And if you Hispanic, they're gonna call you a spig, wetback, anchor baby. God damn. And if you Muslim, if you Arab, they're just gonna call you ISIS, man. Y'all shouldn't even get offended by that, man. If y'all get called ISIS, man, you shouldn't even get offended. Nobody knows. Like, have you ever been on a plane? Well, as soon as you get on that plane, you see a dude with a turban? I think that motherfucker ISIS from the very beginning. But that's just my stereotype. That's my prejudice. I'm not going to treat him no different. I'm not going to be like, oh, get away from me, terrorist. No, but it's just like in your mind, you know, you always, I think like, oh, man, this motherfucker got a bomb or something, you know? And it's fucked up that I think like that. And I'm working on that shit. You know, but to all my people out there, man, don't let the white man bring you down, man. You say no, you say fuck you, white man. That's how you gotta say, man. Don't ever let the white man bring you down, man. You know what I mean? Some white people they won't know what I'm talking about, man. But if you live in goddamn Georgia, and you ever goddamn been out here to like those parts where you just kind of stand out because you're like the only one there that's not an inbred. You're the only one there that doesn't have fucking green or blue eyes. You're the only one there that doesn't turn red in the sun. You'll know what I'm talking about, man. You know what I mean? Besides that, man, you know, like, I've been out here, you know, listening. I've been listening to TLC, man. You know what I mean? I'm out here. And I decided, man, you know, like, TLC, they didn't want no scrub, man. They didn't want no one that's riding on the passenger side of their best friend's ride trying to holler at them. They didn't want that. And you know what I'm deciding? I don't want no scrub woman. I want a woman that knows what she wants. That that's doing something with her life. There's already someone that I actually, you know, I feel that way about. You know what I mean? And you know what? Yeah, shout out to all the guys that ain't out there just fucking these bum ass bitches, man. That goddamn got nothing going for them in their life, but just giving out fucking free pussy from McDonald's. Well, it's not even free pussy because you buying them McDonald's. Shout out to all the guys that are like that. You know what I mean? I used to be an avid McDonald's buyer for these for these girls. I used to be an avid McDonald's buyer, you know. But then, and somewhere in life, I was just like, you know what? I'm not gonna do that shit. I'm gonna fucking you know, I'm gonna fucking fuck girls that have morals, that have self-respect, that know what they want from life. I'm gonna fuck those girls, and that's what I do from now on. I fuck those girls, I eat their ass, and I eat their pussy, man. You know what I mean? And ain't no better tasting ass than a girl with morals. That girl's ass is amazing. Ain't no better ass than that, boy. So y'all listen to me, man. I ain't never did y'all wrong. I never did y'all wrong, man. I ain't lying about that shit, man. You eat ass and you eat a girl's ass that goddamn has something going for her in life. Boy, that's the best ass you ever ate. That ass tastes good compared to some girl that just gives you pussy from McDonald's. Now, I never ate one of those girls' ass, but I imagine that that shit tastes nasty because they got no morals. You know what I mean? So y'all, man, y'all go out there, man. Y'all eat ass. You know, it's 2018. Y'all, man, y'all do what y'all gotta do, man. Sometimes you gotta eat a girl's ass just to fuck her. And when you meet a girl like that, you eat her ass, my dude. But make sure you get her in the shower first, and then you clean it first, and then you might eat it in the shower. But or if not, you eat it after the shower. But make sure she takes a shower first, because you can't trust these girls. You can't trust these guys either. You know, one time I fucked a girl. Right after that, 10 minutes later, I dipped from that bitch's crib, and I went to go fuck another girl, and I fucked both of them raw, and goddamn, I didn't even shower in between. And guess what? I got head from both of them. You know? You know what I mean? So I'm telling you, people are nasty, because I've been nasty, boy. Yeah. You know what I mean, man? Y'all be out there, man. Y'all do y'all, man. Y'all live y'all best life. You know what I mean? You know, you go out there, man. You fuck whatever girl you want to fuck in life, man. I want like 30 different nationality girls to have my kids, but I don't want to take care of those kids. You know, I don't want to be there in their life. I want to be fucking Genghis Khan. I want to spread my seed all over the place and then just be like bye bye to all the little kids. You know what I mean? Cause goddamn, imagine taking care of 30 kids. Hell no, nah, boy. I'm getting the fuck out of there. Goddamn. You know, I want to be like Genghis Khan. You know, the child support system really fucked up the world. Cause now you actually got to take care of kids. And it's not that I don't want kids. I just don't want to take care of kids. Like I want to, like I can have my kids, man. But I don't, at least for now, I don't want to be there right now. Like I want to do me. You know what I mean? I got a life to live, girl. So do you. Yeah, man. Goddamn. What else is there? Oh, you guys. There's like this debate going on the Breakfast Club. Who's a better performer, Beyonce or Michael Jackson? And honestly, I mean, Michael Jackson was way before my era. Like way before my time, you know what I mean? Michael Jackson was way before my time. But I seen the videos and yo, Michael Jackson, that motherfucker was a performer, boy. He could dance. You see, the difference between Beyonce and Michael Jackson, when you watch I've never been to a live Beyonce concert, and I honestly, I really don't plan on going. It's just gonna be fat girls there that are fucking there screaming, you see, look, Beyonce, here's the thing about Beyonce. Beyonce tricked y'all hoes, man. Beyonce told you to leave your man if he cheating on you, and her man cheated on her, and what she do? She stayed with him. Beyonce tricked all y'all hoes, all y'all singles now, you see? You know why she tricked y'all? All y'all hoes are in a relationship that your man was cheating on you, and you left him. You're now listening to Single Ladies, and so bam, you're buying her other single, Single Ladies, And damn, she making more money again. So Beyonce tricked y'all, man. Imagine that. You in a nice relationship, your man cheats on you, and Beyonce tells you to leave him. God damn, you leave that motherfucker, now you sad, and now you listening to Single Ladies by Beyonce. And she's like, oh, my single ladies, oh, my single ladies. God damn. She done tricked all y'all hoes, man. Y'all get y'all shit together, man. I want the best for my queens out there, man. My single queens out there. And you know, even my queens are in a relationship and their man's cheating on them. I want the best for you too, girl. Don't you leave that man. If that man is out there, your man could be out there cheating on you, but as long as he's taking care of you, why does it matter? You being taken care of, girl. Out there, you getting a life. You getting a Michael Kors bag. You getting a Gucci bag. What else do you want from life? Let your man cheat on you. If your man could afford all that shit, put food on your table, and still buy you Michael Kors bags, watches, shoes, all that kind of shit, let that man cheat on you, girl. That man deserves that shit. That man deserves that side pussy, girl. Goddamn, man. You think a man just want to put up with you 24/7? No. No. No, girl. You gotta understand, man. We're meant to, like us men, it's in our primal instinct. We're meant to fuck anything that moves. Well, that's a woman. I fuck women. I know some of you guys out there, goddamn, y'all like men, and you know it's 2018. I'm not here to judge. You know, y'all do y'all. If that makes you happy, you do that. You know what I mean? You know, if that makes you happy, you do you, boy. You know, but I like pussy. So yeah, like yeah, girl. Like if your man can afford to take care of you, do all that shit, and blah blah blah, still give you extra. Boy, girl, if that man cheats on you, you let him. You even be like, all right, baby. You know what, baby? I'm gonna go out to the mall this day. You know, go fuck that girl that day. I'm not gonna be there. And then when that man comes back, you get him in the shower. And then you fuck him. Let that man know what he's missing out on, girl. You see, y'all jump to the conclusion, oh, my man, gee, I mean, he ain't shit. God damn, I'm gonna leave him. Blah, blah, blah. Shut the fuck up, bitch. What the fuck? You gonna leave your man, then what's gonna happen with you, girl? You gonna starve to death, bitch. Get your shit together, ho. Now, I want the best for my queens out there, man. You know, I want the best for y'all, man. I want y'all to fucking, goddamn, pull up in Lambos and shit. You know, and all that kind of shit. And if your man gotta cheat on you, if you gotta let your man cheat on you so you can drive a Lambo, let that man cheat on you, girl. You know what I mean? Sometimes you gotta cheat on your girl because you love her. Sometimes you gotta cheat on your girl because you love her, man. For real. Sometimes, like, ladies, look, if there's ladies listening to this, you know what I mean? Sometimes your man has to cheat on you because he loves you. Sometimes he can't put up with you like 24/7. You nagging at him. You ain't shit, boy. You ain't shit. Oh my God. Judy's man. Oh my God. He does this. Judy's man. He does that. Sometimes a man can't deal with that shit all the fucking time. And you know what he has to do? He has to go get himself some side pussy to make him feel like the man. Cause that side bitch gonna be like, yeah, girl. Yeah, boy. You rock that shit, boy. Oh my God, boy. You rocking that shit, boy. Oh, yo, you leave your girl, boy. Come with me, boy. And you know what? He doesn't leave you for her. He still stays with you. He might be fucking her, but he still stays with you because he loves you, girl. He just needs to take his mind off of you nagging him that he ain't shit. So that's why he goes and gets side pussy. You know what I mean? Oh, Batman, I got off topic. Yeah, but like back to what I was saying, man. Us men, men are built to go fuck whatever. Like, fuck whatever girl. Men are built for that shit. Men are built to be breeders. Like, we go breed with bitches. We go fucking, you know what I mean? Fertilize the egg and shit. And then the girl has our kid and we just bounce. Like, that's the man thing. Nah, just play. I mean, you gotta take care of your kids, though, you know what I mean? But, you see, women can't do that because women men just need a physical connection. Like, they just gotta fucking, oh, she got a fat ass, oh hell yeah, boy, I'm fucking that. God damn, you don't even have to be that cute from the face, but a man see a fat ass and some nice titties, boy, that boy, he gonna fuck the shit out of you, girl. You know what I mean? And then, let's see, like, women, they need that, they need like that, they need to connect with a man mentally. Like, they need to be like,
Oh, he cares about me. Oh, he likes this. I like that shit too. Oh my god, he has nice shoulders. Oh my god. Oh, goddamn. You know what I mean? Oh, he could take care of me. You know, women need more in order to sleep with a guy than what a guy needs to sleep with a woman. Like, women need to be more. They need a more of an emotional connection. Then instead of a guy just be like, oh, she got a fat ass, I'ma fuck that bitch. You know what I mean? And there's nothing wrong with that, girl. Like, yeah, he can love you, girl. Like, he can love you. He can love you so much, but he still has to get some other pussy, you know, at the end of the day. Like, what was that saying? God damn, hold on, I forgot the name of that saying. Oh, I mean, everybody likes good pussy, but everybody loves new pussy, you know what I mean? I think the saying is different, but I just worded it different just so I guess make sense with this shit. You know what I mean? Everybody loves good pussy. Girl, you can have good pussy. You know what I mean? A man's gonna love you for that shit. You're gonna be like, oh, she got some good-ass pussy, boy. You know what I mean? He could be like that, but at the end of the day, the dude still wants new pussy. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing better than new pussy. Good pussy is good. Don't get me wrong, I love good pussy. But I love new pussy. You know what I mean? Don't let that shit go over your head, man. Don't let that shit go over your head. Don't just think I'm here rambling. I mean, I really am just rambling. I really am, but trust me when I tell you this shit, man. You know, y'all don't seem to understand this shit, man. Y'all don't seem to understand, man. And I want the best for y'all women, man. I want y'all to fucking live y'all best life. To goddamn, you know, do what you want to do. Like, you know, if you want to be a goddamn fucking, I don't know, what women want to be? Women want to be like a fucking lawyers and shit and all that kind of stuff. You want to be a lawyer, girl, you be a lawyer. And you go out there, you finesse these motherfuckers for their racks, girl. Even if you a stripper, you go out there and be the best damn stripper you can be. You shake that ass like no other girl can shake that ass, girl. You go out there and fucking do your best life, girl. Finesse these motherfuckers out of their racks, and you go out there and you shit on these other girls, girl. You go out there, you buy yourself your Louis Vuitton, your fucking Gucci and all shit. You go out there like, yeah, girl, I work hard for mine while your fucking man buy you yours, bitch. You know what I mean? That's how it is, man. That's how it is. What else is out there? I don't know, my bad, y'all. It's raining out here right now. Oh, damn, I'm out here driving on the highway, boy, raining like a motherfucker. What did I do? Oh, last night I went to this bar. I went to this bar and I had some beers. I had a little good time. Went with a friend, very special friend. Shout out to her. You know, I don't know if she wants her business out there or like that, so I'm not gonna say her name. And if you're listening to this, shout out to you, girl. And forget everything I said in the past about forget the last rant that I just had right now. Forget all that. You didn't hear that shit, all right? That's it. That was my clone. All right, that was my clone. Shout out to you, girl. I'm sorry to keep calling you girl. I just used to calling everyone girl. I've been calling everyone girl and everyone boy. You know, shout out to you though, for real. Cool. I like you. Went to the park, you know, it was cool. It was a cool night. I had fun. I hope you had fun. You know what I mean? Yeah. Hold on, man. I just looked down to the mirror. I'm over here blushing like a little fucking girl right now. Let me chill out. Damn. I just got distracted. My bad. I saw this fucking nice-ass alley right here. Oh, you know what? I want to give a shout-out to everybody that didn't smoke on 420. Because, honestly, that shit's fucking corny. Since the first time I've ever smoked weed, not one time did I smoke on 420. I never smoked on 420 because I'm like, fuck is this shit, man? This shit. I just think that shit is corny as fuck, to be honest. Like, oh, we have a weed day. Oh, we gotta get high on 420. Oh, motherfucker, I get high when I want to get high, bitch. I don't need people to fucking be like, oh, 420, let's smoke. Oh, 420. Shut the fuck up, man. That's how I know you get no pussy, boy. You go out there and you live your best life, man. You don't follow a trend, boy. Set a trend. You know what I mean? Y'all gotta stop being trend followers and be trendsetters. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, I'm trying to set trends myself. I got this new dance I invented, man. I haven't showed it to y'all yet, but I'm gonna put a video up on it. I got this new dance I created, man. I created that dance, and once I'm gonna put that shit up on YouTube, and then once you see it, you're gonna be like, you're gonna start noticing little by little. You're gonna start seeing more people do that dance. You know why? Because I'm a trendsetter. I'm a shepherd, and you're the sheep. Well, not you guys, though. Not the listeners. But I'm a shepherd, and they're the sheep. You know what I mean? Goddamn, you know, they follow the shepherd. Yeah. Shout out to y'all, though, for real, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to everyone out there, man, living their best life. Goddamn, you know, doing the best shit, providing for their family, providing for their 30 kids and their three wives, you know what I mean? Shout out to everybody out there, man, doing that shit, you know, taking care of your two families or three families, however many families you got. Shout out to all the men that do that shit, man. I respect y'all. A lot of respect. Ain't nothing but respect for y'all, man, for real. Because that shit hard, man. That shit hard out there, man. It's hard out there for a pimp. You know what I mean? You know what, I remember when I was younger, man, I wanted to be a pimp. I wanted to fucking have like 30 hoes out there, goddamn, you know, just, I wanted to be a pimp. And I never became a pimp, because honestly, being a pimp is it's like, you gotta manipulate women to sell, you know, to sell vagina. They're vagina merchants. And you're like the landlord, you know, of their store. I guess if that's what you want, if that's the way you gotta go out there, you know, they gotta go out there and make hella money so they could pay the landlord. You know what I mean? Man, that shit sound like a porno. I have watched those pornos, although, you know, the landlord come in, the girl owe rent. She's like, you owe $3,000. I don't got the money right now. Well, you know, we could work something out. The next thing you know, they just fucking, she got down sucking dick in the fucking back room. You know what I mean? Shout out to those girls. Ain't nothing wrong with that. If you wanna goddamn be a vagina merchant, you be a vagina merchant. Ain't nothing wrong with that shit. You know, don't let nobody judge you. You are a chaser of your dreams. You know what I mean? What do I wanna shout out? I wanna shout out, man, Star Child, man. You know, that boy, my boy right there, man. Shout out to Star Child all the way in Texas, man. Right, man. You know what I mean? He got a cool ass show on Twitch. You can watch that shit every Sunday. You know what I mean? It's called Authentic Dispute. I'm very sorry if I'm saying it wrong. I just can't remember right now. I had you know, I'm still recovering from my night before. Authentic Discourse. There it is. I'm very sorry, man. Authentic. I gotta start saying that shit. Authentic Discourse. You know, it's a cool show. It's a, you know, talk about hip hop, like the fucking news and everything, man. It's a nice, it's a cool ass show, man. Where you get to listen to, you know, two different people's, or sometimes three different people's perspectives on things. On, like, you know, news from pop culture, the world, news in general, you know, music, everything. Even from WWE, man. You got two different views on WWE. What more do you want from life, man? So y'all go, man, y'all go listen to an Authentic Discourse, man. Y'all go watch them on Twitch, you know, every Sunday. And then follow my boy Starchild, man. Starchild Bowman on goddamn, I'm sorry if I got your name wrong. Look up Starchild on Twitch, man. Y'all go follow him, man. He's streaming almost every night. Streaming, man.
And it's a cool ass dude, man. You know what I mean? He's one of the coolest people on Twitch, man. I follow a lot of people on Twitch. And he's like the coolest one on there, because everybody else be some crybaby ass hoes. And then, but he's not. He cool. And yeah, man. Shout out to Star, man. For real. Real shit. And yeah, man. Y'all go fuck with him on Twitch, man. I'm finna be streaming soon, man. You know, I'm finna cop this PC. I already got my other setup. Got my setup ready. I got copying my PC, and then I just gotta cop a new desk. And bam, I'm finna be goddamn streaming, boy. Streaming, making video content for my YouTube channel. You know, of course, that has to do with the podcast. I'm not gonna be I probably won't be recording this shit no more on Anchor. You know what I mean? It's just gonna be straight YouTube, YouTube, Twitch, everything. You know what I mean? And that's what life's about, man. Life's about progression. You know what I mean? And, you know, life's about progression and not procrastination. You know what I mean? You know, and like the great Taxstone once said, procrastination is like masturbation. Because in the end, you only fucking yourself. Bam. Boy, straight bars right there. That shit was more fire than that damn shitty-ass J. Cole album. That shit whack as fuck. I'm sorry, I'm just not a real big fan of J. Cole. Y'all go listen to Academics, Lil AK's new single, Blues Clues. That shit go hard as fuck. And yeah, man, y'all live y'all best life, man. It's gonna be a short show, man. It's gonna be a short episode right now. You know what I mean? I got other stuff I gotta take care of real quick, and that's what I'm finna do right now. I had the free time right now. You know, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna make an episode, man. It's been a long ass time, so. That's what I did, you know what I mean? I promise y'all, man, I'm gonna be back on here more often, man. I'm gonna make another one this week coming up. I'm gonna make a new episode this week coming up. You know, I'm gonna be back on here. I gotta give y'all the shit. You know, I gotta give y'all the goddamn. What the fuck am I trying to say, bro? It's like I know what I want to say, but I'm just trying to find the words for it. You know what I mean? I gotta give y'all what y'all want, man. Y'all want the shit, man. Y'all want the bullshit, man. Y'all love this shit, man. You know how much people hit me up. Well, I mean, I'm not over here. I'm not trying to make it seem like I got like fucking hundreds of people hitting me up like, oh, bro, this shit fire. Nah, I got about 7-8. You know, it's 7-8 people. But that's great. You know, when I first did my first episode, don't nobody hit me up. I did my first 2-3. Once I got to like 3-4, I got like, you know, 3 people. And now this is what? I believe this is episode 8. 2 episodes away from episode 10. Y'all respect me, man. Respect me as an amateur podcaster. You know what I mean? And, you know, when you see me out in the streets, man, you salute me, man. If you don't like what I'm saying, then run up. Beat my ass, man. That's all you gotta do. Shit. You might get shot in the process, boy. Goddamn, my Glock 40, but hey, at least you could tell your friends you ran up on Frankie Doves and you got shot. You know what I mean? You got a story to tell your boys right there. You know what I mean? So y'all, man, y'all fuck with the kid, man, and shit. You know, fuck with me. You know, fuck with me. You know, I got it. I promise, man. I'll be back on here, man. I'll be back on here more often, and you know, I'm gonna give y'all what y'all want, man. Real shit. So, man, there it goes, man. I'm out this bitch. And y'all go out there and y'all live your life, man. Y'all live your life on some real shit. Y'all don't let nobody hold you back. Don't let nobody hold you back, man. You go out there. And if you want to be a hoe, you be the best hoe you want to be. You know what I mean? Don't let nobody hold you back. Don't let nobody tell you what to do. And don't let nothing in life set you back. You know what I mean? All right, y'all. I'm out this bitch.